The asbestos-like fibers were first acknowledged by the DNR in August. They reported grunerite minerals, which may carry the fibers existing in the mining area. In October, Northland College geologist Tom Fitz found heavy concentrations of asbestos-like fibers in one mining exploration site. In December, GTAC told the DNR that asbestos-formed fibers aren't an issue at this stage, and last week criticized the DNR for even bringing it up in a mining report. Now the conservative watchdog group Media Trackers says University of Minnesota Duluth laboratory manager Brian Bandy tested the samples and found it wasn't grunerite. Media Trackers then took a shot at Fitz for, quote, making a name for himself, unquote. Fitz says he stands by his findings.
I am sure that there is asbestiform grunerite, so I'm not backing down on anything that we've said so far.
He says the dispute is whether it's grunerite or not, not whether asbestos-like fibers exist. Fitz also insists he is not politically motivated.
I am a teacher and a scientist, and I want to understand these rocks, and I want to help people understand these rocks. I don't have an agenda besides that.
Media Trackers spokesman Brian Sikma says they are a political organization.
We are unashamedly conservative in our position, but we also work to make sure that we hold everyone accountable, and we're not ashamed of that.
As for UM Duluth scientist Bandy, he says he leaves all comment on the minerals to Fitz. Bandy says after this, he's gun-shy. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.